Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast live from the Toyota Lounge here at the DNVR studios. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. I am joined by Kale Sorbo, certified baseball boy. That was a strong air horn. Are you so fired up from the Nuggets game last night?
So fired up, Suze.
I think it sounded like Buddy was pretty fired up from it last night because we asked him his thoughts on Jamal Murray's insane buzzer beater. Like, what a shot.
Yeah, that was last night was an all-timer. It's hard to not still be riding high from those vibes.
Yeah. Bud Black compared it to, this is what he said. He compared it to a player coming in, going 0-for-3 for his first three at-bats, and then coming in and hitting the walk-off home run to win it all. Which feels right.
That's a pretty good comp.
Feels right. Yeah. What does feel right? What does feel right with the Colorado Rockies right now? Because it seems like we're still missing some bats. We're still waiting for some big hits, but we did see some nice extra base hits from the bottom of the order last night. We're going to talk about yesterday's game, Monday's game, depending on when you're watching. We're going to talk about Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant, who is eligible to come off the IL this series, but probably won't be coming off anytime soon. We'll get into the details of that. The Rockies have lost six straight games to the Padres, dating back to August 1st of 2023. And another sad stat. Welcome to the sad stat segment. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. The Rockies are not rising to the occasion in these close games because this was a 1-1 ball game for quite a bit until it wasn't. But yeah, the Rockies have gone 1-5 in one run games, and in games that are 2 or less runs, 2-9. So we're in a tough spot right now. We all know it. We've all seen it. We're all living it. How do we fix it? We're going to get into the offensive struggles and what Buddy and the coaching staff has been doing to handle that. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, I do want to talk about our friends at Toyota because they have brought us the amazing Toyota Lounge. We love our Toyotas. Toyota is the official vehicle of DNVR. Fun fact. But yeah, Toyota, super fun. Whether you're conquering off-road trails, hauling the weight of the world, there is a Toyota truck that is right for you. Maybe it's the 2024 Tacoma. Maybe it's the big return of the iconic 2024 Land Cruiser coming later this spring. But Toyota, whatever you're looking for, they've got 17 models available with all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, which we definitely need here in this climate. Because we never know when it's going to snow again. But yeah, Toyota takes command of the road and on the trail so you can explore the roads less traveled without sacrificing those smooth city rides and SUVs like the RAV4 or the Grand Highlander. Visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies and the official vehicle of DNVR. All right. Yeah, you can bet on a lot of our coworkers driving Toyotas around. You can bet on a lot of stuff with Bet365. They are launching a new 6-week giveaway on Bet365. Each week, if you participate, you're eligible to win even bigger and win bigger prizes if you've done this each week. So join you can join us to win some DNVR merch this week. And if you keep playing, you could win even more. You could maybe go to open practice. What?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. The ultimate prize is like, depending on what level of fanhood you have or whatever, like a DNVR fan experience where you can like go to morning skate with our Avs writers or go to a football practice or something like that with our writers and have experience of working in the media for a day. So cool.
Okay, that's really cool. So yeah, the thing that you have to do to sign up for this, join the Bet365 community by signing up and using promo code DNVR365, deposit a minimum of $10, take a screenshot of your active Bet365 account and that minimum $10 deposit, send it to promo@thednvr.com. You can head to thednvr.com/bet365 for more information. There's a link in the description of this podcast, but Bet365, we know them. They do not do ordinary. They believe every sport should be epic. And right now, new customers can choose between a couple of different offers using code DNVR365. But whatever you're doing, you got to be 21 or older and physically located in the state of Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. But again, DNVR365 is the code in that Bet365 app. And get those screenshots going. You could win some really cool prizes. That's fun. That's really fun. Damn. All right. Not so fun. The offensive struggles we're seeing with the Rockies. Where are the bats? They are missing. So we're talking to Buddy about this. Like, what do you even do to address this? What is the issue? How has this gotten this far? Buddy talked us through a lot of this. He just said, really, like, they're just continuing to support these guys, keep going through the process, and at some point it'll turn around and they'll see a big defensive output. This is what he told us just moments ago when we were talking to him pregame. Each individual guy, he said, has their own process, and they have to kind of stick with those processes without overreacting. He said it's a group that cares a ton, but maybe to the point where this is getting in the way. And he said, quote, that's a hard way to play. But yeah, the key, he's saying, get him to relax so the talent can show up. Hits have a way of being contagious, but also slumps have a way of being contagious. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now. So he said that as coaches, they are just trying to focus on the fundamentals and not overcomplicate, not get into that paralysis by analysis kind of situation. Nolan Jones, of course, is the guy at the top of the list in terms of slumping, pushing too hard. They did sit him that one day in Philly, gave him a day to sit out, and then the Rockies had an off day the next day anyway. But yeah, Nolan Jones, one of those guys who's just been pushing too hard to start this season. But he's in the lineup today because Buddy thinks he can do well off today's starting pitcher. We'll see. Ryan McMahon, though, is a guy who has been hitting well, but definitely holding a lot of responsibility. Buddy says that the coaches and the team, like, just so appreciate the weight that Rymac has been putting on his shoulders. But, like, now, since, like, pitchers are going to start pitching around him, well, they kind of have already, but he has to take the walk. He's got to take the walk and not be the walk-off guy. Man. But yeah, yesterday's loss, 3-1 to the Padres. I mentioned, yeah, 6 straight games to the Padres. The Rockies have dropped. We got Burge in the Toyota chat. What does Burge have to say? If the Padres are going to be a serious team this year, they have to clean up their dozen games remaining. They have to clean up in their dozen games remaining against the Rocks. They looked like they were doing just fine. Just fine. Thanks, Burge, for being here in the Toyota chat. Kale, I'm assuming you did not watch the Rockies game last night.
No, there was another game on. I'm so sorry. I didn't think about it.
Didn't even think about it.
No, I follow box scores on my phone and stuff, but like I was obviously watching the Nuggets game two against the Lakers in the playoffs.
You were so locked in.
I was locked in on Jamal and Yoke, yeah.
Is that Magic Johnson quote real?
Which one?
He was like, last night I was so devastated I couldn't even tweet.
Oh, maybe. There was another, it was a pretty funny quote. I forget who said it, but someone called Jokic Magic Johnson with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring ability, and that's just, like, obviously the greatest player ever. So, like, what an insane comp to give to Jokic.
Yo. And also, he's having such a pop culture moment with his commercials for the Despicable Me. I was like, the Minion movies, what are they called?
Yeah. He do be Gru.
Yes, he do be Gru. Trent in the Toyota chat. Good evening. I am live and in living color from Coors Field. A little bit cooler of a night here. Oh, yeah. So I went to the game last night, like, as a fan. Like, I played hooky.
How was that?
It was amazing.
I'm glad.
It was amazing. I was all set to, like, I was going to bring my iPad and keep score like I do during any game. And my boyfriend was like, can you just, like, not? Can we just, like, go on a date to a game? I'm like, sorry. Yes. Get me a Topo Chico.
Love that for you guys.
I love me some big cans. Wow, that sounded... Phrasing, Suze. Phrasing! Oh, my gosh. Get me out of here. I'm so washed right now. All right. Hey, if you're thinking about going to the game tonight, if you're watching us live, you've got about like 15 minutes till game time. And that is the perfect time to start looking at tickets on the Game Time app, because you're going to save the most money when you wait closer to first pitch. And Game Time is going to take the guesswork out of buying tickets. You're going to see the view. You can see what the final price is going to be without having to guess what fees are going to be. Who's doing math in their head? Not me, that's for sure. But one of my favorite things, though, Game Time, now an authorized ticket marketplace for Major League Baseball, which means it's going to be even easier, more streamlined, and faster to get your tickets. And prices on the Game Time app actually go down when you wait closer to first pitch. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets. Download the Game Time app today. Create an account and use code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but create an account, use code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. I guarantee I'm going to love talking about some Breckbrew right now. There's a draft party coming up. Like this week in like a couple of days.
Thursday night
at the Breckenridge Brewery Farmhouse. They're going to do our Broncos fam's going to do the DNVR Broncos draft show live from Breck Brewery Farmhouse in Littleton on April 25th. So Todd Davis will be there. Henry Chisholm, Ryan Konigsberg. They're going to be breaking down the NFL draft. And a burger and house beer are included in your ticket price. So before and after the show, you'll be able to meet the guys, take some pics with the DNVR crew, and there will be some fun giveaways, swag, pint glasses, and Raising Cane's. Giving out some swag and some footballs, and who knows what else. That's exciting. That sounds like a really fun day, Kale.
Sounds like a blast.
It sounds like a blast. Yeah. Breckenridge Brewery, the official craft beer of DNVR. Check out the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. I want to find a hit near me at a ballpark near me. Kale, when? We're going to talk about yesterday's game. We're going to talk about the Monday game, the 3-1 loss to the Padres. Padres had Dylan Cease on the mound. 7 innings. He gave up a hit. Austin Gomber, 5 innings. I'm sorry. Dylan Cease gave up a run, not a hit. He gave up a couple of hits. Dylan Cease gave up a run. Austin Gomber, 5 innings, also gave up a run. I was fine with his starting pitching performance. I was fine with it. Nick Mears, when it came to Nick Mears, this is where things got a little out of hand. He gave up 2 runs. And the Rockies offense just was not able to answer. We did have some moments where we thought, ooh, maybe. 8th inning, we had a double from Brenton Doyle, who has been putting together so many extra base hits. Sean Bouchard, too. Again, we're talking about those bottom of the order guys putting together these extra base hits. Sean Bouchard hit a great double in the bottom of the 9th to start off the bottom of the 9th. And then we even had a Tovar single. And then the game came to an end. I thought that we were going to get another Ryan McMahon walk-off. I was like, if he hits a home run here, that'll be the walk-off win. Let's do it. But no, he grounded into a double play to end the game. But yeah, we had some good moments in between it all. Ryan McMahon, by the way, got his 13th RBI. He's leading the Rockies in runs batted in right now because he is that guy. We also got a double from Charlie Blackman. We got a big old double in the fourth inning. But yeah, he was 2 for 25 at the plate leading up to that. So Charlie Blackman was in a mini slump. I'd say he's working on getting himself out of it. Yeah. All right. What else do we have going on in the Toyota chat? Trenton in the chat got a little bit of a drizzle going on here. That's so weird because I didn't see anything in the forecast, but I definitely had some droplets on my windshield when I was pulling up around 2 o'clock today. And I was like, what is this? My phone tells me there are no droplets. So where are these coming from? Where are these coming from? All right. What else did we miss talking about yesterday's game? Yeah, Nick Mears tagged with a loss. He has a 3.72 ERA now. But yeah, that one inning of work gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. Allowed a walk, struck one guy out. So not his best night. We saw Victor Vodnik. He's back to being scoreless. Well, I mean, he gave up. It was just that one inning. That one inning he came in a couple of days ago where he gave up the first runs he's given up all season. Victor Vodnik's back to being Victor Vodnik, the one that we've seen all season. Just 2 hits, struck out 2, didn't even walk a guy. His ERA is back down to 1.76. We saw Ty Block. Didn't give up any hits, struck out a guy. Ty Block, so back. And yeah, by the way, the final pitching line on Gomber. 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Okay, he's got a 4.32 ERA. That's an improvement. That's an improvement. Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. There was a really fun stat. There was a very fun stat. Let me pull it up because it involves one of my lucky numbers. The color. Nope. Where did it go? Sorry. Hi, Kale. What am I doing here? What am I doing here?
It's okay. The doubleheaders got us all messed up.
I will never, ever recover. You know what? The stat that I was going to look up and tell y'all about, I'd quote tweeted it, but now it's gone. So either the person blocked me, which seems unlikely, or they deleted it. Maybe it was not true at all. I'm so curious now. Oh, no, I'm not blocked. It's just gone. Someone from the Padres writer from The Athletic had tweeted out a stat, and I'd quote tweeted it, and now it's gone. Kale, I'll never know.
We'll never know.
I'll never know. I'm sure that was a fun ride for everyone to be on. Will Carpenter in the chat hitting me with a thing that I tweeted. 40% of the Rockies wins this season have been Rymack walk-offs. That is correct. Yes, it is. I thought we were going to add another one to the list yesterday, and unfortunately came up a little short. Trenton, have a great time in the game. Thanks for hopping in the Toyota chat while you're at the park. We appreciate you so much. Get a Rockies win for us. We appreciate it. Not too big of an ask. Thank you. Thank you. So, anyway, Wednesday. What are we doing Wednesday? We have to talk about Wednesday because of the doubleheader, we actually do not know who is starting this game. We have no idea. Could be a bullpen game. We're going to see how it goes. Ryan Feltner's on the mound tonight for the Rockies. So this is where I didn't already tell the astrology story, did I? No, I didn't. Oh, my gosh. All right. So Kale has seen this about buddy media availability before a game. It's very fun, very casual. We talk a lot of baseball. We talk about a lot of other things, too. So like I show up. I'm wearing these like you're getting some free feet over here. I'm wearing these boots over here. And Buddy was like, oh, those are go-go boots. And I'm like, oh, are they? And he's like, yes, look up Peggy Lipton. So I go to look up Peggy Lipton, okay? Wi-Fi is kind of being slow, so like I don't really get to see like the fashion that he's referring to. But I was like, oh, she's a Virgo. You know who else is a Virgo? Ryan Feltner, today's starter. He's like, what does that mean? It's like Virgos are perfectionists. That's like their biggest trait. Anyway, this apparently came back later on in the conversation. So we're trying to get down to the bottom of who's going to start on Wednesday. But he's like, you know what? We'll see how tonight goes, because who knows how it'll go. We've been talking about Ryan Feltner being a Virgo, and from my knowledge, Virgos are perfectionists. I heard that once. I was like, buddy, learning about astrology, I'm so proud. But anyway, long story short, maybe he does like have a big, nice, long outing. Maybe it's a perfect game. We'll see. What if it was?
Whew. That'd be wild. Also, it's just like so far, like, I don't know. People who don't know Bud Black probably like can't picture him saying the like, I heard that somewhere, you know, in like Buddy's specific cadence.
Yes.
It's like, I heard, like, that, I heard, somewhere. That. I heard that somewhere. Anyways, great story.
Such a fun moment. I was like cracking up. Will Carpenter in the Toyota chat. Wednesday starter, you, the fan. Yeah.
Honestly, like, how couldn't be that disastrous to just like, let someone's dream come true, you know?
Kale, I had a dream, or maybe it was a nightmare. I had a dream where I was a pinch hitter.
Oh, no.
I know. And I think, honestly, like, I think the setting was opening day in Arizona, but like in the dream, I didn't have a bat, but I was at the plate. I think I just had resistance bands. So useless. Obviously, it was not a good at bat, but I was like, wow, there's so many people watching me right now. I don't know how they do it.
Burge, yes. When you're credentialed, you can talk to whoever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Thank you for asking, Burge. So, yeah, we sometimes do stop into the visitors clubhouse. I didn't stop in today because I had to come here and get this show together. Oh, Jurix and Profar. We didn't even mention him. Jurix and Profar last night, who is not irrelevant, you know, contrary to maybe what some Dodgers players had to say. Jurix and Profar came in, had an RBI single for his Padres. I feel like Jurix and Profar, by the way, Jurix and Profar was like in a long-term relationship with the Padres, and they were on a break. So then he was with us, the Rockies, and then just went right back to the previous relationship. And it's like we never even happened. That is like how I feel about Jurix and Profar. But he's got like $1 million smile, though. He's great vibes. He's still got friends here in Colorado. But I will say, okay, so that Jurix and Profar single could have been a lot more. But Nolan Jones made a pretty nice play out in left. Didn't get the guy out at home. But nothing else happened. Because it was like, again, that left field corner, you know. You know. You guys know. We see it all the time. We see it every day. Yeah. Oh, you know what? We also, Austin Gomber had a wild pitch yesterday. Didn't love that. But it was just one. I guess we can move on. I guess we can recover from it. But yeah, some tough plays in that left field corner yesterday. Who else scored? Who else scored? Tyler Wade had an RBI single coming in as a pinch hitter. Jackson Merrill, that they're like, I think he's 22 years old, if even, but he's the guy that got, yeah, he got called up right before the Soul Series. I didn't realize too, Dylan Cease had signed so late that he was like, he couldn't even take the team plane to Korea when they went. He had to like fly commercial. I'm sure he had a beautiful first class seat. I'm sure he did. All right. I am sure, by the way, that y'all would really enjoy some Fubo, because first of all, the Rockies are now on Fubo. They were in previous seasons. They are now, because Fubo is the place to go. It is the place to go to watch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. No contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching, and you're going to get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. And you can watch your teams while you're your local teams while you are traveling outside of Colorado. And you're going to get not just sports, but you're getting more than 140 live channels with shows, movies, news, and more. So fun. Watch all of your favorite sports, including the Colorado Rockies with Fubo. Go to www.fubotv/DNVR to sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. You can eat seeds like a pro because Chinook Seedery is going to hook that up for you. And fun fact, they have the biggest seeds on the market, like the largest seeds on the market. And you can eat them all day. You're not going to get the sandpaper tongue or a salty burn. You can just eat them all day without tearing up your mouth. They've got all the flavors, too. They have really cool flavors, not just original, but lemon pepper, jalapeno ranch, parmesan and pepper, hatch chili, smokehouse barbecue, dill pickle, cinnamon toast. Okay, like this is like a whole meal and a dessert all in your sunflower seeds. You can either buy them individually. You can get a sampler pack to try all eight flavors, see which one you like the best. Head over to ChinookSeedery.com and use code ROCKIES for 20% off your order. Best seeds ever. Do we have some chatter in the Toyota chat? No, that wasn't new. This is all stuff that we've addressed. Got it. Guys, thank you for being here. Kale, thank you for being here. Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know who's going to start on Wednesday because of the doubleheader. So originally, okay, so like also Freeland's out of the rotation for now. Originally, okay, like our starting five, Freeland, Quantrill, Gomber, Feltner, Hudson. Hudson pitched Saturday. Quantrill and Lambert pitched Sunday. Gomber pitched yesterday. Feltner's going to pitch today. The last time he pitched was on the road on Wednesday. So, yeah, Hudson can't go on 4 days rest. We'll see, I guess, like what the pitching plan is tomorrow. Depends on how long Ryan Feltner goes into the game. Ryan Feltner, the Virgo. We all know this because someone told me once.
Is he a perfectionist because he's a Virgo?
Is he what?
I said, is he a perfectionist because he's a Virgo?
I believe he is. He seems like he is.
Someone told me that once.
Someone did tell me that. I've been told. The streets are saying. The streets are saying. So, yeah. I still have, like, I've been scrolling through Peggy Lipton pictures. I still, like, haven't seen a picture of her in go-go boots. So, if you guys have that, please email Susie@thednvr.com. Because all I see are a lot of middle parts. I'm not seeing any go-go boots. Was I lied to? We're going to find out. This show's going to be back on Friday. We're going to push back the post game. Usually we do it right after the series, but the draft pod's going to have a lot going on. We're just going to do a Friday happy hour type show where we talk about the rest of this Padres series. We're going to get us ready for the Mexico series because that is so soon. That's on Saturday. It's such a weird schedule this week because we got four against the Padres, an off day on Friday. They're in Mexico City Saturday, Sunday, and then another off day Monday. And then they're going to Miami. And then they're going to Pittsburgh. Classic trip. Classic combo. But yeah, we'll see how tonight's game goes. We're going to be tweeting all through it. You can follow DNVR_Rockies for all of that. But Kale, where can we follow you for your Nuggets takes, for your picks? You got a lot going on.
Yeah, good follow through Nuggets playoffs for sure. We're all the DNVR Nuggets guys are credentialed, so we'll be guiding you through all of this. I'm on Twitter at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's, and then follow DNVR Nuggets on Twitter as well.
Yeah, you guys have been some good stuff you guys have been putting out. We love it. We love to see it. Oh, Anna in the chat. Hello, DNVR. Hello, Anna. Hello. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. I mentioned this before, but yeah, DNVR_Rockies for all of the latest updates from this game, from this series, from the Rockies. All right. Kale, you know what I love to say about closing out a show like this?
What do you say, Suze?
I say, that's baseball. That's the show. We'll talk to you guys Friday evening. Have a great week.
We all silly like the mayor.